Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning, everybody. Gator with you today on the Carson Anderson program. Kang joining us as well. Kenny working the phones. Doug is off through Christmas here. But we're going to start the show a little differently today. We're going to talk to the quarterback right away. Jared, thanks again, as always, for taking time out and talking with us on a short week. Nonetheless, that's got to be very difficult for a player to have to deal with a short week, and you guys have to do it multiple times this season. How difficult is that?
Yeah, there's challenges certainly to it, but you know, we're not the only team doing it. Minnesota's doing it too, and but yeah, after the Thanksgiving and then soon after having this one, it's hard, but it's the hand we're dealt. We got to deal with it.
With regards to what's happened with this team in the last couple of weeks, what has to happen for the running game to get back on track? Obviously, there's execution, but what does it mean exactly? Is it sustaining blocks? Is it knowing assignments? What's been the biggest impediment to getting the run game going?
You know, I think it's just that. I think it's execution. I think it's making sure we're targeted right, executing you know, what we need to do up front, and then being on track at running back and doing a good job there. And it's everyone together. I'm a part of it as well, making sure everyone's on the same page and going forward.
Our producer Kang is with us this week in place of Doug. He's got some questions for us as well.
Yeah, Jerry, you spoke of the run game getting going, and how much, I know you have a certain game plan going into each game, like versus the opponent, what you want to do, but how much does it change when you can't get a positive run right off the bat? If you're starting with no yards gained or a negative play, how much does that change the game plan throughout the game for you guys?
You're asking if one run is negative?
Well, not like the first run of the drive or something like that. You know, how does that change the rest of the drive, or I guess the rest of the calls or things like that? Because I know you guys have a certain, like, you know, game plan that you want to implement, but does that change it at all, or is it just you kind of go with the flow?
I don't think if one run is negative to start a drive, I don't think that changes much.
Did it change this week because there was really, I think you had two real positive runs and then 10 that just weren't going anywhere? Was there a point where you said, it's not going to happen, where you're going to have to throw the football?
Yeah, I think so. I think that certainly happened in the second half where we decided we're just going to have to throw it.
Sam Laporta, Brock Wright, they go down. Firkser and Zylstra step up. What can you tell us about these guys? Look like they did a real nice job out there. And how different are they as players and personalities from both Sam and Brock?
Yeah, you know, they're obviously much different personalities, different people and whatnot, but they are different players too. I thought Firkser did a great job, man, and Shane as well. Shane's been around here for a long time, so I'm familiar with him, but Firkser's was here, you know, a couple years ago, and now he's come back, and I thought he did a good job on two of those catches and on the backside of those routes, and he might have had another one in a two-minute drill later on the sideline. So, yeah, he did a good job stepping up. He's smart. He's savvy. And he was in a good spot a couple times.
I know the mentality and the culture is always no excuses, always next man up, but, you know, Gator just brought it up. We're talking about guys that, you know, great to see this guy step up or this other player step up that we weren't expecting to see. You know, do you ever have a moment where you're just at home taking out the garbage or sitting in the car with all these injuries piling up one after the other and just go, God, why us? Why does this keep happening, man? Because I know Lions fans feel that way. Do you ever have that moment or you just, it is what it is and you just try to move on?
Yeah, you know, if you do, I think it's very brief, you know, because it's our job, man. We're tasked with what we're given. You know, it's not, there is no time to woe is me or if this would happen, you know, there is no time. You got to move forward. And as a leader, you know, you have to be really short memory and find solutions, not talk about problems. I think that's a big thing is how can we be solution oriented at all times? And those things, like you mentioned, injuries and whatnot, those are problems. Those aren't solutions. So focus on the solution.
So you don't have a one-way conversation with your daughter or your dog about the way things are going. That's not part of it.
I don't. I don't. No.
Fair enough.
No, they don't quite understand yet.
No, and I think maybe that's the point. Is it's a one-way. All right, then you walk away and say, good talk. You know, pat the dog on the head,
right.
Kiss the dog.
Maybe I should try that. No. I try not to put any of that on them.
You've had lots of different offensive line combinations this season. What's the most challenging part of working with new guys up front, and specifically had to work with so many centers this year? What's been the biggest challenge?
Just the communication at times. You know, it's just there's something to it when you have a guy for a long time and throughout a season to where you're kind of able to, you know, unspoken communication that happens, you know, that they're able to get on the same page with each other. So then when there's a new guy, you kind of have to try to speed that process up and or just over communicate verbally and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Obviously the end of the game was kind of crazy. The two offensive pass interference calls. What were you hearing from the refs? Did you know what they were discussing from your perspective? And had you ever seen anything like that before?
I hadn't been a part of anything like that. No. I know the first one, they just threw the flag. The second one, they were discussing what actually the result of the play was before. I don't know why they had to do that because OPI, the game's over anyways. I think that's where a lot of the confusion came in.
So, like, here, you know, Lions fans have always felt like they've got the short end of the stick. And you've been here 5 years now. You know the phrase, Detroit versus everybody. Do you feel that you've been here 5 years now? Does this seem like it happens to Detroit more than other teams or not? I mean, Nate Burleson was just on a show yesterday. He said that he didn't believe it till he got here, and then the whole Calvin Johnson thing happened when he was here. We know about the Dan Skipper thing. Like, do you feel that, or is it just this is just football, and we're so close to it that we feel like we're getting screwed more than other teams?
Yeah, you know, I do think things like that happen all over the league. You know, it really does. I mean, you think about Thursday night last week, that weird two-point conversion. That was a weird scenario there, and that just happened a few days ago. So I think we are just so close to it. I refuse to believe that we are at any deficit more than any other team. You know, we dug ourselves in that hole the other day and, you know, shouldn't have to rely on the officials to make things right there at the end. I think, you know, the first penalty is the one that, you know, is the one that bothers me more. The second one is a little bit different.
When you're that close to a conversation at the end of the game and the officials are gathered together, and it's several times that official kind of like brushes you away, says, get back. At what point does he get forceful enough where you're like, okay, I better walk away?
I don't know if it ever gets physical. You know, they're pretty easy. All I'm looking for is an explanation typically when we're standing there talking, and sometimes they don't have one because they don't know yet. So they're working through that, and usually they give us an explanation. Sometimes they don't. That's when things get really messy.
DK Metcalf got suspended for 2 games for having a confrontation with a fan. Have you ever had a confrontation with a fan on the road?
No.
And have you found it? Where do you find it to be most hostile to play as a Detroit Lion? Where maybe you see it with, if it's not you, maybe you hear it from the fans and your teammates may say something back. Or where does it get that way? I know you're playing in Minnesota this week. I got it right this time. This time you're in Minnesota this week. I don't know if that's a hostile environment necessarily, but where is it the toughest?
Yeah, you know, Minnesota it's very loud. I don't know if their people are necessarily mean to us. It is very loud, and they know how to get into the game, and they make it hard. You know, I don't know. I mean, Seattle's loud. Seattle's fun. Philly's loud. They're kind of mean. I don't know. It's, you know, I really don't listen to much of it, and it kind of, you know, goes away if you start taking a lead. But yeah, if you let them win, then yeah, they're gonna talk to you.
Well, speaking of Minnesota, is that Vikings horn annoying or cool from a player perspective?
Yeah, it's a little bit annoying. Yeah.
Right. It means they're doing good, I guess, right?
Yeah, you don't want to hear that horn.
Yeah, no, it means they're doing good. Yeah, you don't want to hear it, but it is fun, dude. I really like playing there, and I think the energy there is fun.
How do you treat the last two games of the season? Is it similar to the end of 2022 and preparing for that epic game that you guys had in Green Bay?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that game, we didn't know what the scenario was, similar to how we are now, where there's still, you know, things that can happen that can help us, and we can win, and that can help us as well. So yeah, we it is similar in some ways, but hopefully it ends with us getting in the playoffs, and we got to win this first one first.
So from my perspective, just watching you guys every week, not knowing, you know, the football expertise you guys do and everything like that, but the last 2 months, it looks different, it feels different, it seems like something's off. Like, your guys' usual flow isn't there. Am I crazy? Is something off compared to the last 2 years? Do you feel it too, or is it just an execution thing, or is there something else that, you know, you can't put in, you know, you can't, unless you're there, you don't know, you can't put into words maybe?
Yeah, you know, to be specific on the last 2 months, I don't know if I can give you a good answer there. I think the last two games I can give you a good answer. You know, we stalled out at certain times. We did move the ball well at certain times, and then throughout the game there was series where we stalled out. I mean, the third quarter of the last two games were not good for us, and you know, there's different scenarios where you wish, you know, would do things differently, do this differently. But bottom line is we didn't execute in certain scenarios, and moving the football throughout the whole game was not great. It was good at certain points, but it wasn't great the whole game. Now I rewind 3 weeks ago to Dallas. I thought we did move the ball really well the whole game. So I don't know if I can generalize over 2 months, you know.
You got the guys on the offensive line, golf carts as Christmas presents. What went into that decision, and do you still get the rest of the offense something as well?
Yeah, you know, it's always hard every year. You're trying to get them something new, something that they don't have, and that's always the challenge, honestly. But yeah, I came up with this idea to do the golf carts, and it was awesome. You know, they loved them. You could see the smiles on their faces. It was really cool. And yeah, I do try to take care of a lot of the guys in that room, certainly, and then in my own room and throughout the building.
So I saw the exchange, if you will, on a video and over the practice facility, and the guys were ecstatic about it. What happens afterwards, though? Now they got the golf cart. It's not like they're going to drive them home from Allen Park. I mean, what was the next step? Did they have to rent a bunch of vans or something, or trucks, to get them out of there?
No, they're all going to drive them on the freeway home. No, they gotta get them shipped home. Yeah, they'll get them shipped to wherever they need to go, and take them from there.
Did you get a chance to watch Philip Rivers last night? 44 years old, 5 years removed from the league. Is that something that you could possibly see yourself doing down the road? I know it's far down the road, but I mean, you do have dad strength now. He's got grandpa strength, though, so I wonder if your dad strength has kicked in yet, you know?
Yeah, dad strength, I think, has kicked in for me. He's 44, you said? I'm 31.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've played, this will be my 10th year. That'll be another 13 years from now, so... I don't know, man. I can't make that call right now, but it's pretty impressive what he's doing, and kind of cool to see it happening.
Do you have a Philip Rivers story from your playing career?
I don't. You know, I played against him a couple times, but no, we didn't chat much.
Lastly, Jared, how does this trip to Minnesota affect Christmas with the Goffs? Because you guys are playing, obviously, on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, certainly. Yeah, we don't get to celebrate it the same way. Our daughter... is not quite old enough to know either what Christmas is or what day it's on. So we can kind of fib and do it on the 26th is probably what our plan is.
Nice job. Well, best of luck to you on Thursday, and hopefully you guys can take care of business and maybe get some help, and we'll extend this season. But for right now, let's get it done Thursday.
Yep, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. Jared Goff, quarterback, joining us as he does each and every week. More to come here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So you asked Jared about Philip Rivers, and I'm home watching a game yesterday. You know, last week when he debuted again, if you will, I was watching on Red Zone when that happened as well. But and he was okay last week, had his touchdown pass, and I actually got a big smile on my face when the old man threw the touchdown. But
when the old man threw a touchdown,
yeah, I've got him.
No, that's fine.
I'm older than he is, but I can call him an old man. But yeah, so he throws a touchdown. I kind of get a smile, wave the fist in the air. But you know, they ended up not winning the game last week, and it was kind of a mixed bag. It's not like he was dynamic in the game. But I'm watching last night, and if you didn't watch Monday Night Football last night, I think you missed a really good game between San Francisco and the Colts. Phil Rivers was slinging it all over the field, and yeah, there were times you're like, well, that's an older guy. He doesn't have the arm strength because he shot puts the ball. It's weirdest.
Well, he's always shot
putting
the ball, but this time there's no velocity on it.
Now it looks like he's actually using a shot put instead of a football, yes. And he's trying to throw it 50 yards downfield, and it's going 40.
Yep.
And then there'd be some plays where he just dropped it in beautifully. Like, it was a mixed bag, but most of it was good for Philip Rivers. I was surprised. Were you surprised at how good he was and how well he was moving the offense?
I'm shocked. So the problem wasn't going to be mentally with Philip Rivers. The reason why they brought him in was because they didn't trust Riley Leonard to run the offense. And Rivers' history with a head coach over there, he knows the playbook. He knows the terminology. He knows exactly where guys are supposed to be. He can get guys lined up throughout that game. You saw he's barking at everybody, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he knows where the ball is supposed to go. The problem is getting the ball there quickly and then going deep. Those are two things he really can't do. But if he knows where to go and the guys are open, he can operate an offense. And Philip Rivers did great yesterday with that. The Niners, they're a better team, even with all the injuries. And that's why when the Lions fans bring up injuries, yes, the Lions have a lot of injuries. But the Niners are ahead of them. The
Niners actually have more, yeah.
Yeah, they have more. And actually, they lost their quarterback for portions of this year. Mac Jones was playing for the Niners this year, and they're still going to make the playoffs. So, no, but last night, just as far as Rivers is concerned, yeah, I was actually happy for him. I'm glad that he's able to walk off the field. That was another thing I was concerned about, just him being able to take a hit after 5 years. But yeah, I mean, he knows how to run an offense. The question is, can he physically do it anymore? And he can put up some points. He did it yesterday.
That he did. I guess I was watching this. I'm going, oh my God, they look pretty good. And are they going to get the running game going? And then they had Jonathan Taylor had a couple plays, and I think caught a pass. And you're like, oh, look at this. Okay, they're staying in it. And then it was just too much San Francisco. They capitalized on every mistake that the Colts made.
You know, they turned the ball over and boom, touchdown. At the end of the game, the Niners made a mistake. They threw an interception. The ball kind of sailed on Brock Purdy, and the Colts picked it off. Unfortunately for the Colts, a couple plays later, Philip Rivers got picked, and it was a pick six. It was a huge play. But did you notice that, like, throughout the game, you mentioned that Philip Rivers is fiery, and he's talking all the time, and he's a big trash talker. Did you think, like, he was maybe getting after his own team a little too much? And, like, these guys, like, all right, old man, whatever. Sure thing, boomer.
Well, I think the last couple of years he's been coaching high school football or something like that, right? So he's used to yelling at, you know, younger or everyone.
But I think this is who he's always been.
He's always been fiery. He's always been fiery. But, you know, I think he got back into his old self. Like, you know, it's just the second week now. And so I think he feels more comfortable with the guys.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why he's there, to get people in the right position, to get where they're supposed to be. And yeah, he's never been shy. The guy is one of the biggest trash talkers the league's ever had.
And he's like the cleanest trash talker. Like, he doesn't, does he swear?
He
I don't think he
that's
swears.
The thing. He doesn't swear. Like, but he talks, man.
Yo, he talks. He talks a lot. Like, to the point where he's like, would you just shut up? He just keeps running in his mouth. He's like, nope, I'm not going to stop. The only way to stop him is to beat him. And eventually San Francisco did. And you brought up a good point about the injuries, which is something that I wanted to bring up, because it is something that when I'm asked all the time, people, whether it's friends, family, you know, listeners we talk to on a daily basis or whatever, people always say, well, what's wrong with the Lions? What's going on? And my go-to, and I hate having this as my go-to, and I'm going to start checking it now because of what San Francisco is doing. But it's, I mean, to me, it's obvious. It is a reason. I don't think it's an excuse. But to say, when you've got all the injuries that they've had, and specific to, like, the secondary, the beginning of the season, I thought the secondary was going to be a huge strength to this team. You have two great safeties in Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. I thought that the defensive backs that I had, you got Terry Arnold in the second year, I thought he was going to take a big stride forward. At the time, I was thinking Rakestraw is going to get an opportunity to play. He'll be all right. Amik Robertson, I like his play as a nickelback, and that's going to be fine. You go in, you get DJ Reed. I'm like, this is surprisingly, it sounds like it could be a strength of the team. And they made some other signings in the offseason, Rock Yacine and others, the guys, veteran players, Avante Maddox. These are veteran players, and it seemed like the depth was solid. They got good experience back there. That's going to be it. And here we are looking at a team now that is 8-7 and really kind of on the outside of the looking in on the playoff picture, and the secondary is completely decimated. You know, you don't have Terry Arnold. You don't have Ennis Rakestraw. You don't have Brian Branch. You don't have Kirby Joseph. And, you know, the rest of the guys have been banged up themselves in and out of the lineup. And it is tough. I don't think it's an excuse. I do think it's a viable reason. And yet, at the same time, you watch a game last night and you see San Francisco, who had to use Mac Jones at quarterback, as you pointed out, who did just fine. At times you're playing without Christian McCaffrey. They played with
no receivers basically this year.
Right.
Okay. Fred Warner, the heart and soul of the defense.
Fred Warner and Nick
done.
Bosa.
Bosa, done. So they're basically doing what the Lions did last year.
Yes.
You know? And so sometimes you can overcome it and sometimes you can't. Losing Branch and Kirby Joseph, like you mentioned, those guys aren't just solid players. They're difference makers. Yeah. They're erasers. They're game changers. Kirby Joseph is turnover machine, right? Forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, interceptions we know about. Brian Branch, he's the guy who stops the run, those explosive plays from happening. Brian Branch is the safety. He'll either stop it at the line of scrimmage or maybe stop it for a 15-yard gain instead of a 45-yard touchdown. So those are big losses for sure. You have to find a way to overcome them. The last year the Lions did. This year it looks like they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to Thomas Harper and the rest of the guys that gone in there, but it's not the same as having Brian Branch patrolling as a safety. And really, when I say patrolling, it is because he's just looking for somebody to hit. It's a different mentality with Brian Branch. And I know that he's become a bit of a polarizing figure for Lions fans because of penalties he takes for unnecessary roughness. Maybe he plays a little bit with too much of an edge, you know, punching the player after the game earlier this year. The fans are some fans. I don't think it's a majority by any means, but there's a vocal minority of that, the people that have been really outspoken about Brian Branch. I think he's outstanding, and I think he's one of these guys you have to have moving forward. The injury he suffered sucks so bad for so many reasons. I mean, it's one that's going to keep him out for a long time. You know, come back at some point next season. We don't know when. But his impact on the game is massive to the defense, and it was clearly felt. When you see a couple of 45-yard touchdown runs, I'm sorry, those aren't happening if Brian Branch is out there. I got to believe at least one of those is stopped if Brian Branch is out there. And again, I don't mean any offense to the guys who have filled in. It's just Branch is a different kind of player, different kind of player altogether. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Kenny and Gator today. Doug is out. We're taking your calls and texts at the same number as we always do. You can talk to Kenny on the phone. Ken loves to talk to you. He can't wait. Just can't wait to talk to people. Yeah, that's a happy face. There we go. Way to go, Grumpy Cat. We got you.
Are people still? Is that his nickname, Grumpy Cat?
I don't know. I just you kind of gave me that look like Grumpy Cat.
I like it, Grumpy Cat.
Is that all right?
No.
Just call him Oscar. Kenny's dying to talk to you. 248-539-9797. Are Lions fans still salty about the loss? What's bothering you most about this team? And really, what are your feelings going to the game on Thursday? I'm actually pretty chesty about this game on Thursday. And yet, does it matter? It almost has that defeatist attitude. But that's not me. I'm not going to have that yet until they kick you out. You're still in the game. We'll talk to you next year. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Two four eight five three nine ninety seven ninety seven. Gator and King with it today, and just a couple days before Christmas, getting all excited for the holiday cheer to come on in. It's kind of weird. There's a Lions game on Christmas Day. I still don't know how I feel about this, King. I'm not a big fan of it.
Do you think that there are a lot of fans that book this trip, saying, "Hey, let's make it a Christmas trip. Let's go to Minnesota," because we know Lions fans travel very well. Do you think that's gonna be like, now it's like one of those, oh man,
I don't know,
Minnesota, we're not gonna,
I mean, it's like, do you think like destination places that you'd want to go to, and like Los Angeles or Arizona or Miami, or you know, maybe even Dallas to a point, but I don't think Minnesota rings the bell as much unless you just have like family there. And that being said, I actually do want to go to Minneapolis for a football game and see that stadium, because I think the stadium looks amazing. I'd like to go there, maybe, and if the Lions ever played a game in Minnesota in like September, I'd like to go and stay a few days. So check a football game and a baseball game. It's a baseball stadium is another one that looks pretty cool. From what I understand, the real estate that they have there is so, sparse that, like, when they built the stadium for baseball, they had to build it like straight up and down rather than being sprawling. So, like, the sight lines are totally different. It's like, you know, you're walking up to your seats and you're getting a nosebleed because it's such a steep incline. But yet, for watching a game, it's pretty cool, a vantage point. So, I would like to see games there. Not on Christmas. No, sir. Not on Christmas. I am, I'm not a fan of, particularly when my team is playing. You know, when there are games on Christmas in general, I guess it's something to have in the background, which is fine. You know, then there's like that hour of time that you need with the family for dinner and opening presents that you want that to kind of take. But I don't want to be like, hey, I got to watch the game. And yet that's kind of what's going to happen on Thursday for me. I'm having the family over for dinner and for opening presents and stuff. And, you know, I my plan is to, you know, start preparing the dinner before the game starts. We watch the game in the first half, and as soon as halftime comes, hit pause on the TV and we'll serve dinner. But I'm not sure how well that's going to work. You know, it's a lot of timing with food, which is always a little touchy. But I don't like this idea at all.
Yeah, you've been against this from the beginning. I know it's kind of touch a nerve with you. Is it because you're doing the hosting, or is it?
It's part.
What
I mean,
you
part
weren't,
of it, like, there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, that's a big part of it. But I mean, it's just. I guess I don't know. I'm not Mr. Tradition, but I do like Christmas to kind of stand alone. I mean, I love the holiday, and I don't want it flooded with football. Or basketball, for that matter. I mean, the NBA was taking it over, too, at one point.
Yeah, the NBA is not happy about the NFL.
No, I can't imagine they would be, right? I mean, it's like, okay, at least there's something to watch on Christmas,
yeah,
which is fine, other than Elf for the 60th time. Home Alone, or you know, Christmas Story, and the marathons on TBS and all that. But I'm not a big fan. How is it going to work for you?
Yeah, so we're going to do Christmas Day at my mom's house, and I think we're trying to schedule for lunch before the game, so that way you can just watch the game, you know, without any kids are playing with presents or whatever. Everything's already done. You've already eaten. If you want seconds or whatever, you can. But the game, you can just sit down in front of the couch. So I think it just all depends on when you're doing it. Usually, if you have young kids, they cannot wait to open presents anyways. To get them to wait till 4 or whatever is impossible. A lot of times Christmas Eve, they're already trying to sneak one or two gifts right on Christmas Eve if you don't do it on Christmas Eve already. But by Christmas morning, these kids got to open those presents, man. They got to.
Dude, I mean, when I was a kid, I remember distinctly, like on Christmas morning, you'd wake up and my brother and I, we would wake up earlier. You know, we're kids, and normally you're going to wake up at like 9 or 9:30, whatever time it is. But not on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, you're up at like 7:45 and we would wake up and we'd go into my parents' room and wake them up. Like, hey, we're going to open presents. We're going to open presents. And my dad was always just saying, well, I got to get my coffee first. Like, get your coffee. You know, if we knew how to make coffee, we would have made them coffee, you know, but we didn't. So we couldn't wait for it. And then once you get to it, it's just a whirlwind and it's over with before you know it. But when you're a kid, you don't care that it's a whirlwind because you got toys and you got to start playing with your toys right away. But it's a totally different game now that I'm an adult and there are no little kids running around. My brother, when my niece and nephew were little, they would just kind of do their own Christmas morning, and then Christmas with the rest of the family, with my parents, with myself, was always, you know, like a late evening thing. So I haven't had a Christmas morning in forever, and I kind of miss it. I get a little nostalgic for it.
Yeah, I think I'm getting desensitized to like the big, you know, holidays with big games because it's just what they do now. This is what, you know, the big four do. They want to cash in on audience and viewership. And guess what? When everyone's home is the holidays, right?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, yeah, at the beginning, I necessarily wasn't in love with it, but now I'm just like, I've just given up, right? I've just given up.
Would you have made a trip to Vegas, or would you make a trip to Vegas if the Lions played in Las Vegas on Christmas?
Wow.
I'm trying to think of a place that you would actually want to see them play.
I might. I might do that.
Because you got family out there.
Yeah. And so it kind of, you know, I still get to spend it with family. Vegas is always Vegas. Great destination. And, you know, Lions. So, yeah, I think people would definitely do that.
248 539-9797. Jack's on a cell phone. Jack, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. How are you, Jack?
Good. Thanks for having me. Hey, I got a couple of questions. Like, going forward, what are we going to do to make the team better for next year? So it's been proven that the general manager doesn't like to go to free agency, and the drafts have been mediocre. So what kind of moves are we going to make for next year?
Well, I would hold off on saying the drafts have been mediocre. I think the draft they had a couple of years ago was fantastic. I think the last two drafts are still up in the air to see what they've got. I think with free agent-wise, you know, they did replace a corner with a top corner on the market in DJ Reed. But I understand what you're saying because – you know, maybe you want the bigger splash. You want to see let's get more active at the trade deadline and, you know, bring a player of consequence that's going to come in here and really help this team out. I get that. And I think because of what they've gone through this season, I would have to imagine that a lot of soul searching is going on in Allen Park and seeing, okay, we've drafted a lot of these offensive linemen that they've drafted over the last several years. A lot of these guys gotten hurt. And they have to find out, are these guys we can bank on? They're going to be quality backups. They have a chance to be quality starters. Or are they just going to be, you know, waiver wire acquisitions and we need to go get a whole new group of guys?
You remember we traded up in the fourth round to get that guy out of British Columbia. I mean, geez, old Pete, he would have been there in the seventh round.
I mean, you get different stories what people think on that. And thanks for the call, Jack. I appreciate it. Whether or not there were teams behind the lines that were interested in Giovanni Manu. And what really sucks about that is that he got hurt. He got hurt early this year and didn't have a chance to play. Now he is off IR and he's practicing and hasn't been activated just yet for a game, but you know, we'll see. I mean, it's a guy they drafted based on potential. And when you're drafting guys that's totally based on potential, you know, it's going to take a while to develop those guys. They're developmental players. And this was a year that was, I think, very important for him in his development, and he didn't get a chance to because he got hurt. So that's one of those players I'm talking about. You know, what do you have with him? What do you have with Colby Sorsdahl? You know, Christian Mahogany comes back and plays in the game against the Steelers. What do you have with Christian Mahogany? He's back in the starting lineup at left guard where he was to start the season. Miles Frazier you drafted along with, you know, Tate Ratledge in this past year's draft. So there's a lot of players in that offensive line that they've really got to take a close look at and figure out what they have so they can set up a plan in the offseason. But, you know, the offseason is still a few weeks away. Let's hope it's more than a few weeks away. But obviously for the Lions to continue that, they're going to have to win out, and the Packers are going to have to lose out. So I think the Lions can do their part. I'm not sure about Green Bay, although with Green Bay's quarterback issues, it might actually happen. So I'm still holding out some hope. I'm not optimistic, but I'm not saying it's a non-starter either. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text if you want to get through that way. More of your calls and texts as we continue here on 97.1. And welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. Gator along with Kang, and Kenny's working the phones. Should we call him Grumpy Cat the rest of the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, we've all heard of Big Cat before. There's like maybe a Big Cat in every other group or something, but Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat's different. A whole different kind of cat.
Yeah. And I think it suits Kenny.
He's starting to embrace it.
He has a cat too.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Do you have a cat or not?
My wife has a cat. I live with a cat. I don't have a cat. Oh. I don't identify with this cat. It's a jerk to me frequently.
Not at all? The cat doesn't come sit in your lap?
Every time I enter the room, the cat will hiss and run away immediately, like as it's a reflex.
Wow. Every time, huh?
It's like how Kang's daughter is with him, except 10 times worse.
Oh, shots fired.
My daughter's turning a corner, by the way, so I think I'm going to be way ahead of Kenny in this
one. Way to go. Nice. And Christmas is maybe just because of Christmas, Kang. Or maybe not. Maybe it's turning a corner.
Yes. I'm telling you. She likes me now, I think.
What's the cat's name, Ken?
We're not talking about the cat anymore.
Why? I mean,
its name is Tobias, and it's not my cat.
Tobias? What a great name.
Come on. Tobias?
I hate it here.
Wow. Are you sure it's not your cat?
I would not name it. First of all, I wouldn't own a cat if I had the choice. But secondly, I wouldn't name it Tobias.
So what went into naming it Tobias? Because, I mean, here in Detroit, obviously, you know, Tobias Harris, you got what we got.
The cat was here before I met my wife. So it was all her.
There's no story behind it that you want to reveal by Tobias?
I think isn't there a character on like a TV show, like a sitcom, like that's been airing for a while, its name is Tobias?
Maybe.
I think that was it.
Maybe, or maybe you named the cat after a basketball player.
I did not name the cat after Tobias Harris. That was not my call.
Okay. Seems a little hostile.
Very resentful towards this cat.
I get it. Look, my mom's got a cat, Walter, and he's the worst. He is absolutely the worst. They've had cats my entire life, and they've all been great. This one sucks.
Arrested Development is the show.
Okay, there you go.
I knew it was after a show or something. It had to be. By the way, Walter and Tobias. Oh, a cat? Yeah. Do cats always get human names, or is this a... I don't own pets, so...
I'm trying to think of that. Actually, most of my parents' cats, they had Charlie...
Yeah. So there's no like Fido for like a cat.
Well, we had a cat we named Precious, and Precious was anything but Precious. She was a mean stone killer, man. That cat would, killing tree by the bus stop. There'd just be dead mice and dead chipmunks all over the place. And it was our cat that did it. Yeah. And then we started to get into some regular names for cats. Thelma,
Steve,
Rollo, Grady. We went after some sitcom characters there. Clyde. My mom took in a cat who already had a name. The name was Clyde. And then they got Walter. Natasha was another one. Like normal names, right? Which I think is funny. That's why I named my dog Lois. It's a normal name.
But also Family Guy. You're a big fan, right?
Huge fan of Family
Guy. Okay, so.
Yeah, so that works. Anyway, Grumpy Cat's on the phone.
Yep.
King with us. Doug will be back. Not sure when Doug does to come back. He'll be back on Friday's show, actually. He'll be working on Friday. We take your calls, 248-539-9797. I did just put up a Carson Anderson poll on Twitter. You can follow us at Doug and Gator 971. And the question is real simple. Which team is surprising you the most this season? Between the Lions, where they're at, the Red Wings, and the Pistons, and where those teams are at, which one has surprised you the most? If you want to vote, we've already had nearly 100 votes, and I literally just put it up there. Again, go to Doug and Gator 971 on Twitter, and you can participate. We're taking calls, as always, 248-539-9797. Same number to text us as well about what's going on with the Lions right now, where your feelings are. I'm feeling a little chesty about the game on Thursday, and I don't know if it matters. What really matters is what Green Bay is going to do, because I think the Lions will handle their business. The question is, can Green Bay lose? I got some texts coming in regarding the game being on Christmas and how that affects your viewing and everything else. Going to the game in Minneapolis, capitalize the excitement, is not what I was hoping for, but Snoop Dogg makes it better. So what's Snoop doing?
He's the halftime show.
He's the halftime show in Minnesota? Or is it just on Netflix or whatever?
I'm not sure how they're doing it. but I know he's the halftime show for the Christmas game.
I do like Snoop. I mean, Snoop is entertaining. But I'll say it's going to be tough to beat the Jack White halftime show they had at Ford Field a few weeks ago. That was amazing. Minnesota is so cold. Went to a Michigan versus Gophers game at the old Metrodome, and it was frigid to say the least. May as well go to the North Pole. It's cold enough. Tom and Flat Rock. Couple of things. Yes, Minnesota, it can be very, very, very cold. But if you're watching a game in the Metrodome, you're not out in the elements. So there's that. And I guess interesting. It was going to be that cold, I guess, if they play in November, that would make sense. But it can get that way. We know. We've seen it here. When I was a kid, best part of knowing I had a box of baseball cards waiting for me under the tree and just wondering what was in that box. Now as an adult, I'm in trouble because I can buy my own. I can relate. I can relate. As a kid, my favorite gift was getting a box of football cards before I got a box of baseball cards. And I loved it. And then with that, I didn't tell you this, King. I also got a carrying case that had slots for each team in the NFL.
What do you mean, like a plastic carrying case?
It was it was almost like a Foot Locker type thing.
Oh, okay.
That had slots and had like 16 on each side, and you could slot the cards in with each team, and you could have a label for each team, which was kind of cool to have.
Yeah, you can categorize it, right? Whatever, however you
exactly,
want.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. It quickly broke down over the years, but nonetheless, I did have that. And yes, when you're an adult and you can buy your own cards at any time, that can be dangerous. Do you know?
I don't know what you're talking about, Gator.
You aware? Possible. Let's go to Teddy, who's next up here in 97 on the ticket. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So, I just wanted to call and talk about the Lions a little bit. It's the first time I called. I've been listening to you guys for a while. It has been such a disappointing season after the last one, man. Just going 15-2 and then this year just losing like they did. I really was expecting more, and it's sad, but you know, it's better than like the Matt Patricia years when they were just a laughing stock, you know? So I don't know. And I feel like I've been hearing a lot of people trying to get mad at Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, and you know, I don't think they need to be fired or anything. You know, I think I prefer this, like having meaningful football in December and having a competitive team than, you know, where we used to be.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Teddy. I think we can all, if we're honest with ourselves, we can understand what's happened this year. Injuries are a big part of it. And I think the other big difference between this year and last year, because obviously last year they dealt with plenty of injuries last year, the schedule was different last year. They got a big boy schedule this year. I mean, it's a real big boy schedule this year, which may also account for why San Francisco is able to turn things around too, because their schedule has been lighter. It's not a light schedule. I mean, their division is tough, and they have played some other out-of-division games have been tough. But if you look at it, it's not the toughest schedule. But the schedule is a big part of what happened last year and getting to 15-2. And we were discussing it as the season was going along as well. But it was a really good Lions team. And unfortunately, everybody just caught up with them. And if you go back to that playoff game, I mean, right away in a playoff game, they suffered another injury. Was it Amik Robertson that broke his hand right away? Or I think it was Robertson or DJ Reed, not DJ, Carlton Davis. One of the two corners got hurt on like the second play of the defensive side for the Lions and was gone for the rest of the game. It was like that was the last guy that was healthy. So it was Estrada that broke the camel's back last year. I'm hoping that's not been the case this year, but I mean, they're already 8-7. So the only way they can make the playoffs is to win their last two games, and Green Bay's got to lose their last two games, and not sure that that's going to happen, but I'm hopeful that it'll happen because it can happen. More of your calls and texts next year at 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.